Hey, welcome to Light Seeking with Jen, the podcast. Today I want to talk about something that probably has all of us a little bit wrecked at times. Have you ever had an idea and you didn't act on it, and then all of a sudden you see someone else do the very same thing you were thinking about? I saw a TikTok recently, about a week ago, and this TikToker, a spiritual person, was saying that if you get a new idea, the universe gives you 3 days to act on it. You literally have 72 hours to act on the idea with the energy in which you gained the idea. So let's take, for example, it comes into your head, and you're like really excited about it. You're like, oh, that's a great idea. I should totally do that. But then life gets in the way and you don't get to it. And then when you try to go and research it a little bit or say, okay, how am I going to do this? Let's say it's a business idea or creative idea. And it doesn't quite fit your agenda or what you have going on in your life at that time. I found that TikTok to be perplexing and yet also very intriguing. So the way that I read things as an intuitive psychic, I read things like, if it has forward momentum and it is a positive thought, I get a signal. If it isn't going to be a positive outcome for the person who's telling me the idea, or even myself, I get another signal. And the point of the man saying we have 72 hours to act on any creative ideas that we have from the universe, and then it beyond that, if we don't act on it to create whatever that idea was to get the ball rolling and bring that into our reality, that it's too late for us. I don't agree with that. I got a negative on that TikTok. I thought it was an interesting TikTok, and it definitely gave me a message, but I don't agree with the TikToker saying the universe only allows 72 hours. His second TikTok in a part two went on to say, after 72 hours, the idea floats like a bubble to someone of the very similar vibration as you, who will actually act on it, or it will continue to float to another individual in the same vibration as you until it is acted on. Because when we get ideas, it's literally the universe bubbling up concepts to us that the universe wants played out. That's the part that really hitched me. That he said, when we get an idea, it's because the universe is delivering to us basically on a silver platter, right? Something that the universe knows that humankind needs in the collective. Boom. That was kind of an aha moment for me. And all of my guides sort of stood up and clapped at that. Like, yes, that is, out of all three parts of his TikToks that I watched, that statement was accurate. That got affirmative from my guides. Okay. So I'm going to tell you a story about something that happened to me recently, and then I'm going to tell you about a missed opportunity, and then just talk to you about missed opportunities in general. I'm sure every single one of us has had an idea. We're like, oh, we should do this. This would be a great idea. And then you go to research it and someone's already doing it, or you go to research it and someone's already started it. And then you're like, damn, I can't do that. I wouldn't be good enough. I recently watched a TED talk about a girl who wanted to put, like a fortune cookie message in a candle and sell it. Like, she put it in a little tube, rolled it up, put it in a little tube, and then she was selling the candles. And it was her idea that she was sharing an intuitive message, and whoever received it needed it, deserved it. Well, she was doing this for friends and family for like gifts for approximately 1 year. And someone was like, why don't you just make this a business? Like, what are you waiting for, right? And in her mind, she thought, okay, I'm going to act on it. So she went out and she started, you know, Googling it, looking it up on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And she found a lady on Instagram who was doing the exact same thing and felt like, well, if I do this idea, even though it's been my idea for a while, people will think I copied her and I don't want her to think I copied her. And then I'm not going to be successful because she's already doing it. So the whole purpose of this TED Talk was this girl with the intuitive candle messages, she actually ended up doing the intuitive candle. And she did it a little bit different than the person she had actually found who was doing it and successfully doing it. And her message was, just because someone else is doing something, it doesn't mean you should not, number one. And number two, if this is where your heart is leading you to act on it, you definitely should act on it. And you shouldn't be dissuaded by someone else being successful. That is like a egotistical trait that each one of us has. Like, we see someone else being successful in an idea that we have, and then we're afraid to actually act on it because we think, oh, I can't be successful. Someone else is already being successful. There is more favor and wealth in the world to go around. And we have to wrap our minds around the fact that the universe wants us to be in prosperity. The universe wants us to be in vibration with what makes us happy. So, anyway, the girl with the TED Talk, her whole message was act on the ideas that you get and don't think you're stealing someone else's. Make it your own and put your own signature on it. Be different, but be unique. And I thought it was a very inspiring TED Talk. Okay. So going back to my original story, you have an idea, 72 hours, the universe gives you, if you don't act on it, it bubbles up and it's someone else's idea. That was an ixnay from my guides. They said that's not factual. But what is factual is that the universe gives us ideas because it is needed in the collective. And with that idea that the universe creates the creativity within each of us because it's needed and necessary and collective. Now add that to make it your own. And how magnanimous is that of a concept? That not only could we all do something maybe similar, but with our own unique fingerprint on it, makes it very interesting. Can we be competitive? Sure. Could we be supportive of someone else doing something similar? Absolutely. But many people won't take that chance. They won't take that risk because they're too worried about competing with someone. So this is my experience, what has happened to me in the past week and what I want to share with you. So at the beginning of my podcast, I don't know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I really didn't know what I was doing. I didn't really have a theme. I just thought this would be a way for me to branch out and try to do a podcast in an informal type of way. So I would do them at like less than 5 or 7 minutes long on Anchor. And lo and behold, some of the concepts that I talked about in my early podcast, I actually talked about when I became a little bit more successful and started to offer what I refer to as a 12-week transformation package to my client base. The funny part is that some of the concepts that I talked about in my early TikToks or in my early podcasts, I'm sorry, not TikToks, were concepts that I expanded and created to use for my 12-week transformation program, which is my 12 weeks of spiritual transformation for clients that are interested or wanting, you know, they feel like they're going through an awakening and they need someone to coach them through, or someone just like having a really hard time and they feel like they need something beyond traditional therapy. They need a friend, they need a support system. That's why I created this package. So I didn't really ever think that maybe I should take those original podcasts down. And I'm also a person who feels like maybe that's going to help someone out there. I don't know. If someone's out there listening to all my podcasts and they hear one of those concepts, maybe they should act on it. Maybe it's a message for more than one person. So I never felt like it was trademarked or, you know, patented information that I was sharing. I mean, it's information that I used in my own life. And more than likely, it's something that raised me up when I was seeking who I am today. So about a year and a half ago, I reached out to someone in a woman's networking group who said she was an online space coach or marketer, and she would contract with her to help you learn about how you should advertise or market your online business. Well, I'm not exactly the most tech savvy person, and I thought this would be a great expansion tool for me, so I reached out to her. We did a phone call. She told me it was going to be 30 minutes. While on this phone call, I added her to my Facebook group. She had access to every piece of social media that I was on business-wise. And she just started scanning through everything, looking at everything. She was giving me feedback. I was taking notes. This call ended up going on for about an hour and 45 minutes. We hit it off. We were like of very similar energy, like very similar mindsets, like fun. It was just a really fun vibration, okay? So I was leaving on vacation the next day for a week, and she told me, I will review a little bit deeper your social media footprint on all platforms, and then I will give you an outline of where I think you should be changing things or mixing things up. And then she gave me a list of things that she thought I should do. Like, I should do a giveaway. I should give away some of my readings or sessions for free. I should give a cash away. I should do more live videos. I mean, she had this whole list of things that I should be doing. But she assured me that in the next 48 hours, she was going to email me what her cost would be. And then what her package would be and how she would help me promote what she offered. So the next day, my husband and I and kids were slated to leave for a vacation about 6 hours away. And we had a terrible storm. Our roof leaked, our house flooded, and we had no power. I forgot all about this call, went on vacation, came home to contractors in my house repairing things. And after so many days, I thought, oh crap, I forgot to check my email. I never seen her message. So I reached out. I never got a message from her, never received an email. So I emailed her myself and I said, hey, you know, it was such a pleasure talking to you. I know we have such a common energy. I never received your, what did she call it? She referred to it as like a pre-invoice showing me what she would help me with, what she was suggesting, you know, your consultation and what we were going to work on together. You know, it was very, like, very casual in the email. Hey, get back to me. Here's my cell. Text me anytime, yada, yada. And we were at this point friends on Facebook. So I see her on Facebook. I see what she's talking about, you know, promoting herself, and she doesn't respond. So I'm like, this is awkward. And now she's in my Facebook group, and I didn't notice whether she was participating in what we're doing on Facebook or not. So I saw one of her posts, and a bunch of people were commenting on it, and I commented on her post, and I said, hey, I sent you an email, and I haven't heard from you. Text me, you know, with a smile emoji and a heart and a rainbow, you know, just keeping it really light. And I never heard from her again. And I thought, okay, she portrayed herself as a businesswoman. She wanted my business. I thought it was a genuine match. I thought it was a genuine meetup. And that was it. And I was about to delete her on Facebook because I thought that was so peculiar. Why would she not want my business? I wanted to pay her. And I never heard from her again. So I was about to delete her after a few weeks. And something or my guides just said, do not delete her. Just leave her out there. So I've been watching her on Facebook. And this has gone on for about a year and a half. And I don't really pay too much attention to her. She'll pop up in my feed every now and again. And all of a sudden, I noticed about 4 months ago that she's no longer doing the online marketing. And then all of a sudden, she's promoting, healthy cleaning products. And then about a month after that, she's promoting online businesses again. So at this point, I kind of got the impression like maybe she isn't really clear on what she's supposed to be doing. And that's why she never got back with me. So I'm just going to kind of follow her a little bit when I see her and let it go. So fast forward to about a week ago, and one of my clients says to me, "I saw that you were friends with this gal, and I don't know how I started following her, but she reminds me so much of you. You have a similar energy." And it's so weird. She wrote a journal and is selling it on Amazon based on something that you taught us in the 12-week transformation program. And I was like, what? Who is it? Who are you talking about? Who is this girl? And my client tells me the name. And my jaw just like hit the floor. And I thought to myself, how would this girl know that the exact words that I referred to this activity as, she named her journal on Amazon. She literally named that her journal and is all over social media promoting that she's now a published author because she created this journal for women to do this one activity. And she literally named this journal this activity. And this specific activity, I'm not going to use the name, was literally one of the main founding concepts of my spiritual transformation program. And my client who's telling me this, I'm like, she goes, how would she ever, what are the chances that this girl would use the same words that you have? Was she one of your clients? And I said, no. And she goes, I thought for sure she was one of your clients because you were friends with her. And I just sat there in complete shock that she's got a journal named after something that I refer to all the time. And she is calling herself a published author and she's celebrating all of her sales. And I was just like, oh my God, like I couldn't believe it. And I sat there for like a couple of hours. I was actually walking, working out, and I'm thinking like, where would she have heard me refer to this? Because this was a concept I used for my clients who were insiders, VIPs, people that pay me a lot of money to do things for them. I wasn't talking about this concept on social media. How did she find this out? And I was really racking my brain, trying to figure this out. And all of a sudden, it occurred to me, I wonder if I ever did a podcast way back in the beginning referring to this concept. And sure as shit, I had. 3 years ago. And I told this story to my husband. And my husband was like, are you mad? I would be mad. And I'm like, I'm not mad. Like, I'm actually really happy for her that she's successful. Like, she found a niche and she took this idea and she was determined and she moved on it and she acted on it and she has become successful on this journal that she named after my thing. And my husband's like, I think you should send her a message. And I'm like, well, the thing is I have to question, maybe the reason that she dumped me or didn't want to hire me to hire her from the beginning was because maybe she was threatened by me. Maybe I had something going on that she didn't. And it was intimidating. I don't know. But I find it intriguing that she was scoping out all of my social media footprint. And now all of a sudden she names a book after something that I mentioned once in my early podcasts. And she was supposed to be reviewing my social media footprint for coaching me. So I can't help but believe that she must have listened to my podcast, heard me refer to this, and took it and ran with it. Could I be mad? Probably. Should I be mad? I don't know. I'm not mad. I'm actually inspired by the fact that she took it, worked on it, created a book, and is being successful with it. That one concept is not going to make me a millionaire. That one concept wasn't going to ever pay my mortgage for a year. That one concept wasn't going to get me a new car. It's that upon layers and layers of knowledge and guided, inspired ability that I bring to the table that makes me different from anyone else. She is not intuitive. She's not a psychic. She doesn't have the life experience that I have. We bring something completely unique to the world. So no, I'm not at all one iota worried about her. I don't see her as a threat. I don't see her as a competitor. But I am just a little bit sad that she never responded to me. So with that being said, now that I've told you this story, I want you to think about a concept or an idea that you've had that you didn't act on. And if you ever saw someone else act on it, how did it make you feel? Are you living your life in anger or frustration, feeling like you missed out because someone else took something and acted on it that you didn't? And I want you to think about next time you have a creative idea, you have a concept, someone else is out there, you start perusing the internet thinking, oh, who else might be doing this? And then you find someone else out there doing the very thing that you had this creative idea about. I want you to think about this for a second. I want you to think, why did the universe lead me to this person? I had this idea to look up, I'm just going to throw some crazy hypothetical out there, this strange flavor coffee creamer. And when I go to search this strange flavor coffee creamer, someone's already made it. Oh, well, I missed out. Too late, right? No. What are you there in your research to find? What are you supposed to be connecting with? That's the message. It's not you missed an opportunity. It's the universe giving you some message, some knowledge, some level of, what am I always talking about, divine intelligence that you didn't have before you researched it. Stop thinking about things that you've missed the boat on, like a missed opportunity, and look at it like it's a piece of divine knowledge that you have to pick up and put in your little backpack, your spiritual backpack, if you will, for later. You need that information for later. Don't look at it like someone else succeeded and you lost. That's not the message that I'm trying to convey to you today. I'm trying to convey to you that maybe when you have an idea and you don't act on it, and it becomes a missed opportunity, instead of seeing it as a missed opportunity, see it as a piece of information of divine intelligence that you need to carry around with you for some reason. Don't see it that someone else won and you lost. Because when you find your one niche, when you find that one thing, and it makes you successful in some way, or it carries you into some prosperity, someone out there is probably thinking the same thing. And we are coming into a revolution of truth, a revolution of awakening on the planet, where this idea that we have to be in competitive or competing against each other is off. It's not any longer sustained on the planet. We have to believe that other people can do what we do in a different way, but there's not another single person like you doing what you do. Don't ever be angry for someone copying you. Take it as a sign that they are completely enthralled with you. Pay attention to the missed opportunity, not because you're supposed to feel bad about it, because you're supposed to be inspired even more on the next big or creative idea that you do have. And you know what I think in my own experience? When we do have a creative idea and we don't act on it, and then the next time a creative idea comes around and we do act on it, the reason that it becomes more important to us, maybe the second or third time we get a creative idea, so on and so forth, is because we didn't act on it to begin with. Like maybe the first time or the first several times. Maybe the universe is just amping us up for the big thing. So, to my friend out there, if you're listening to my podcast, I wish you all the best. I'm so happy for your success with my concept. And I just ask that if you ever have a client that needs what I offer, please feel free to send them my way, simply to repay the karma of taking away my concept. Wishing you all the best of love and light.